The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Jill from Austin, Texas, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Marion Donahue, all the way from Ireland, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, this is Mitch Brannon from Lillington, North Carolina, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
Hi, I'm Judy from Ipswich, Mass., and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
My name is Eve Vanderpool, and I listen to Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
This is just a reminder regarding episode 490, in which we had Joe Kalinske and Mitch Brannon of Dawes come on board to talk about their efforts to support those families dealing with spinal muscular atrophy known as SMA. Joe and Mitch have secured bibs for this year's United States Marine Corps Marathon in October, and we wanted to remind you, in case you are thinking about running this race, they still have some available. If you go to www.doawaywithsma.org, you'll find more information on how to secure one of these bibs, help some families deal with SMA, and have a good time with a lot of very good folks. For more information, you can listen to episode 490, and you'll understand why Joe and Mitch are so passionate in their cause. Thank you very much. Welcome to episode 502 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos, and we're having a lot of fun talking about jobs that we think we would be pretty good at down at Walt Disney World, and also jobs that we would be pretty bad at down at Walt Disney World. And we hope that you're enjoying the discussion that we're having, and also hoping that you're thinking about which jobs you think you would be good at and maybe which ones you wouldn't be good at. Anyways, this is part two of that discussion, and we're going to just jump right in. So welcome back.
All right.
All right, where are we moving next?
The next one is Animal Kingdom. So for me, the easy one would be the safari guide, because I used to do that. But I think, I don't know, and I criticize the safari guides all the time. But I think what I really like to do, and have thought of doing this on sabbatical for my job, is doing some training for the people who are interacting with the kids, the people who a lot of people don't pay any attention to, maybe on the different trails. I would love to train people how to, you know, interact with visitors and talk about the animals and get people interested. So it's a very much a niche job, but I think I would be good at it and I would like it. Chris?
So I was thinking about this because I've done it once before. I would be great, I think, obviously, as one of the guys that is on the cleanup crew that draws with the water on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
There was a point a couple of years back, I don't know if it was for one of the meets or whatever it was. We were in the parks, and Becky and I were walking. It might have been Epcot at that point, but there was a guy who was doing drawings on right by Canada, and we were looking, and I don't know why he said yes, but I said, "Hey, can I give it a go?" And he's like, "Sure." And I drew like Spider-Man and Wolverine on there, and some people were coming by and going, "Oh, look, it's Spider-Man! That's so cool." So why he let me do that? Because I could have done something really inappropriate, and he could have gotten in a ton of trouble. But
it was fun. Is that difficult to do, Chris?
You know, it is. It's a little difficult because it's, you know, I'm used to drawing just like right up close, and you're having this long stick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so you're seeing it from a distance, and you're not, you know, and so it's it was a little odd, but it was a lot of fun. Like I said, it was fun to have people kind of walking up and watching you as you're drawing in water on the ground to see what they saw. So, you know, what I was drawing. So it was kind of cool. I would do that. I think I would do that pretty well.
All right,
Mike, what are you going to be good at Animal Kingdom?
Sort of. It's almost like a recurring theme. I think that for the Jungle Safari, I think I'd be pretty good at that. You know, being a tour guide and driving people around and, you know, pointing out certain things. I'm usually a pretty good observer of what's going on and being able to point out things before we're past the stupid animals. Many times I'll say, oh, look at the... No.
Stupid animal.
I'm just saying that, you know, there are times when you're on that thing and, oh, yeah, if you had looked over here behind that tree, you would have seen the elephant. Well, you know, I think that there are times when...
Well, that's the nighttime safari.
Yeah, well, I think that that would be... I think that would be one thing that I think I could do okay.
Hmm. All right. Mm. So what would you stink at for Animal Kingdom? Hmm. I don't think I would have the patience for anything related to Rivers of Light. So anything performing, crowd control, no, thank you. No patience. I think once is enough. I don't think it's something that I could see again and again as a patron, let alone somebody working there. Not for me. Nope. No, thank you. Chris?
I think a very general one, but I don't think I could work at like Restaurantosaurus or whatever it's called, Restaurantosaurus. Just dealing with food and people. Ugh. Just one more thing. Anything that has to deal with people, I think, is just a no for me.
It's amazing that you even like to go there.
I know. What was funny is I was even looking at a friend of mine. He sent a picture of him at a beach, and I said, it's an absolutely stunning shot you took, except there are people there. It would have been a perfect space. So, yeah, it's sort of like Disney's perfect. If they would just remove all the people, it would be wonderful. So, yeah. And then just dealing with food and just dealing with, you know, all that nonsense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike?
Well, I'm going to be honest, and everybody – knows how I feel about Animal Kingdom, so I would not be good at being at the turnstiles in the afternoon and the evening, because I would be saying to people, what are you doing here? Why are you coming? You know,
would you only work half a day every time you went to work?
Yeah, I would say, even at the turnstiles, you know, I just have an issue with that park, but I would say, I would be saying to people, to guests, have you heard about Epcot? You know, Disney Springs, yeah. Magic Kingdom, you know, Hollywood Studios. And I just would not be good at, because I'd I want these people to have a good time. And I know that there are people who love the theme park. I'm just being honest. So.
Love it. All right. One more park, right? What are we doing?
One more park. Disney Studios. Mm-hmm. Disney Hollywood Studios. Okay. I think that I would be really good at being a bartender on that little outside bar at the Brown Derby. I got my bartender's certificate about 2 years ago, and I think it would be really fun to be a bartender anywhere on Disney property, but I think that would be kind of fun to be outside and sort of in the middle of everything. So I think I would be good at that. Chris?
I'm torn between two. Obviously, I think I would be phenomenal on the Star Tours ride. again, with the trivia, I could rattle off like crazy. The other one is, I think I would have a lot of fun being goofy and silly at, even though I hate working with people and food, working at 50s Primetime and that goofy kind of like 50s kitsch thing. And making, I think that's the only reason it would be good, is because I can force people to do things like sweep and like get in trouble, and like I could yell at them and I'd be paid to do that. So that would work for me. So, Mike?
I would be perfect at the Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and I'll tell you why. Because
you played,
this is what you're, oh yeah, okay, go ahead.
Because I want to be the person, the cast member who is in the theater when people come in, and you can bet your booty that I'm going to make sure that everybody goes to the end of the row and fit in. I'm not going to let anybody stop in the half. I'm going to embarrass them. I'm going to say, you in the green shirt or you in the yellow hat, you're going to have to keep moving, because we got a lot of people in here and it's not right for you to stop there. Let's go. I mean, I'd actually go into the row and go right up to them and say, you have to move. We're not going to start the show until you move. So you're causing all these people's vacation to be ruined.
I'm getting stressed out just thinking about it.
Oh, that's awesome. I would just go and watch you do this.
Yeah, that's the thing, Chris. That would be it. You'd be famous. You'd say, boy, there's this real jerk of a cast member.
Yeah.
He makes sure that everybody, you know.
This gives me a great idea for the next round where we talk about what the other person should do. Okay, great. All right, what would you stink at? So for me, for Disney Hollywood Studios, I would not like to be a server at the sci-fi dine-in restaurant or whatever it's called. What is it called? Sci-fi.
That's good.
Yeah, dining. Okay. I think it's charming. Like once every 5 years, I like to go there. But I think seeing those movies again and again and again, I just think would be really great on my nerves. It's just an odd, like when you think about it as a server, nobody's talking. It's just kind of an odd, I think it would be an odd place to work because you're not chatting with people. You're just like bringing them their milkshakes and leaving. So just kind of, I don't think I would be very good at that. I would not have a passion for that. Chris?
This is, what would I, well, I mean, obviously we all know I stink at dealing with people. geez, Louise, this, you know, there's a lot of jobs I keep thinking like I could do there. Like, you know, I was thinking the great movie ride. I love movies. I could do, I do movie trivia. I could do that. I'm trying to think of what I'd be bad at. And I just,
what about
do you
working
think I'd be bad?
Oh, I have my list here, but there, I don't think you'd like to work at Starbucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my goodness. The people with their orders and.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, take your maca chaka mugawaki and throw it up, you know.
I don't care how many, I don't know what a small, vente. Medium, and large is.
I want a large. Yeah. Vente. So, take your vente good. And, but yeah, so maybe there. But again, dealing with people in general, maybe it'd be best for Disney to just stick me behind the scenes on things, not to deal with customers.
All right, Mike.
Well, I think that there are a couple that I was thinking of, but I think this one probably is at the top of the list. I don't think that I would be that good performing as a citizen of Hollywood because from what I've observed of them, they are so good at thinking, you know, on their feet, and they are very, very quick and very witty. And I think that is a special talent, and I think very few people can do that. And I know that I'm one that could never do that. It's different than being a storyteller in Epcot, where you're just talking and a little bit of interaction. But for the citizens of Hollywood, they just the shtick that they do. You really have to be talented. So I don't think I can do that.
All right. So for the next round and to wrap it up, we're going to mention one job throughout all the parks that we think our co-hosts would be great at and one thing that would either drive them crazy or they wouldn't be particularly good at. Yeah, all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Should I start?
Go. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll do both of you. How's that?
Okay.
So Chris, I think you would be really, really great as a cast member at the Haunted Mansion.
Really?
I think you would be really funny and make it very memorable for guests. And I could just see you there. It just makes me laugh just even thinking about it.
After
so, me. Yeah. Okay. So Mike, I think you would be good at two things. I had one thing, but your comments made me think of something else. So the one thing is being the mayor of Main Street.
Ah, oh, damn it. That was my...
Because you pretty much act like the mayor of Main Street when you're on Main Street. But if you wanted to take a day off and do something else, you could replace either Statler or Waldorf at the Muppets. Sorry, lady.
Sorry, lady.
Chris.
Well, Mike. Well, since you stole mine from Mike, here's the one. I think Mike should be the president of the Magic Kingdom. Like, I think he should be the guy that runs the Magic Kingdom. I think for real, like, because you know how to deal with. You know what you know. Guests would really want you. You obviously stand up for annual pass holders, and you might put some good incentives and things in there that would really make. Would really plus things up at the Magic Kingdom. So I think you would be phenomenal as the guy running the park.
Wow, I am.
I think you
honored. I am honored Woo! By that. Wow.
Yeah,
and I agree.
And Michelle can sell ponchos.
Yeah, Michelle, you'd be great cleaning toilets. actually, I think you would be great in those. over in the Animal Kingdom, the little areas that you go to see all the padding zoos and that kind of thing up in there, where they what are those called?
Discovery Trails? No.
You take the train out to wherever that place is, whatever it's called, and
Rafiki's.
Yeah, they changed the name. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you'd be great, kind of working with the kids and teaching them some of the science involved with all that they're doing over there. So I think you'd be phenomenal.
Thank you.
All right, Mike.
You guys are so easy. So Chris, for you, I could think of so many. You could be a caricaturist.
I was thinking I was going to go that way over in Animal Kingdom.
Caricaturist, or you could work at Disney's animated studios where, you know, people walk through and there's a, you can see someone working on something. I think that would be something really good that you would get a kick out of and do well at. And Michelle, I'll tell you, I think there's so many that you could do well at. The first thing that came to mind is being the host or the hostess for the shows at Disney Junior at Hollywood Studios, because I just think that you would establish a rapport with the audience, which is made up of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, and I really think that you would do well with that. So I think the other thing is I think that you could do anything you wanted to do at Living Seas. I think you would enjoy that too. So,
yeah, yep. Not a marine biologist, but I am a biologist. Great. Well, I have for Chris, the thing that I think that he would drive him absolutely crazy is being a caricaturist. And I just had this vision of him, I don't know, just like people looking over his shoulder and being, I don't know, if people made a comment, I think that he would be like, get out of my way. Don't tell me what to do. I mean, clearly you have the talent to do it. I just don't. You've said that you don't like to work with people, so.
Well,
what do you think?
I get in my zone. I can sit and draw, and I do it now a lot, so I'm kind of used to it. But yeah, you know what it is. I would hate that whole. I guess I could learn to get good at. I'm not very good at caricatures, but just wondering if I'm going to disappoint somebody. I give my caricature, and they look at it and go, "Oh,
yeah, thanks."
Yeah. Because I hate that. I always feel it's like insulting to do a caricature because you're like. You know, picking at their
right.
You know, their
make that nose even bigger. Oh, yeah. Look at those big ears.
Yeah, I mean, when we did the logo for the show, yes. Michelle, right? Oh God,
I know.
My nose is not that big.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Mike, I think that I had two for you that you would not like or you wouldn't be very good at. The one would be actually in the ticket booth, because I know that you're kind of claustrophobic and I don't think you like to be there all day in the box. But the thing that I think you'd really, really not like is at any of the parks working in the parking lots. I think that would drive you up a wall to be a tram driver or to tell people where to park.
I think that I agree with that, but I think that you missed the boat. I think the number one thing that I would really stink at would be a lifeguard at Typhoon Lagoon. You know, someone would have to save me.
Well, you don't know how to swim, so, yeah, we said we're just doing the parks, right?
Yeah.
All right. Chris?
Mike, I've got the job for you that you would hate. It's twofold. So it's in the Animal Kingdom, number one. But it's the guy. So there's a secret entrance that you have to go through the Rainforest Cafe, and there's a little smaller entrance on the side, and barely anybody knows and barely anybody goes through it. So I would stick you right there because, like, you would hate the park and, like, nobody would be there. You'd be all by yourself, and you'd be talking to yourself like you do sometimes when we're on the podcast. So... So it would be like doubly torturous for you.
Talk to myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, Chris.
Yeah, so it'd be just totally
crazy people.
Michelle, where would I put you that would just torture you?
So easy.
I think I would put you at as the person giving out Dole Whips, because Mike, you'd have to kick him out every time, so you'd be the person serving the Dole Whips. So
sticky hands all day long.
Oh yeah, I know. And then you can't have any. And then probably because you work there, after a while, you're just like, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah. I don't really like ice cream.
That
either,
or that, or I would have you as a waitress at one of the steak restaurants. So
that's funny.
Now you're stealing my thunder.
Oh, I got yours. Sorry.
That's really funny. We know each other so well.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Yeah, bring it home. You're pretty close to what I had, Chris. I had Michelle being the chief cook at Shula's.
There you go.
Head chef. Going off property.
Our short order cook at Beaches and Cream. So, so that would be number one. And for you, Chris, I think Michelle mentioned this. I think you would absolutely hate being crowd control at the Magic Kingdom for parades and or fireworks.
All right,
after
please.
It, it would just be.
Yeah. Just listen to me. Go over there and shut up.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Big,
why do you feel like you gotta walk in the middle of the street that says no walking?
You gotta have a loud voice. You have to have a very coach type of voice, teacher voice, and you have to have patience because people just don't listen to those.
Nope.
I mean, it's just a tough job. Tough job.
You'd go all Jersey on them, like knock them down and kick them.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I like good idea, Michelle.
Well done.
Thank you.
So. As we have said in the past, the discussion continues. How do you see yourself? What would you like to do? What do you think you'd be good at? What do you think you would not be good at? Why don't you let us know on our Facebook page and keep the conversation going? Because that's what we're here for. Great idea, Michelle.
Thank you, Mike.
So for Michelle Scribner-McLean and for Chris Aliopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks, regardless of whether you like what you're doing or you really stink at it. Bye-bye.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own. Bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.